is the Better Life, Better Work Show, and I'm your host, Allison Crow. I'm an intuitive life and business coach here to help you create better life and better work. I help super successful people, you know, the recovering overachievers, put the soul back in their lives, and I help soulful people create success. On this show, topics range from the mystic to the logistic, and our content will support your being and your doing while on your path to create better life and better work. More is not better. Better is better. Hey, hey, this is episode number 63. Hey there, soulful people. Good to be with you again today. So today we are going to talk about one of the touch points behind the scenes for my soulies. Soulies are the members of my Soulful Success Coaching membership. To say today, I decided that it's really like a gym membership where you can strengthen your mind, your heart, your spirit, your brain, and a splash of your business skills at a reasonable price so that you can create better life and better work. And over the last couple of years, we've kind of come up with some anchors. I'll give you some examples of the anchors. Some of the anchors are that this is in no particular order. Okay. Soulies follow the path with heart. Soulies are deciders. Soulies create their own custom recipe for success with a combination of tried and true standards and individual magic. Soulies remember who they be. Soulies get an alignment and then go create. Soulies know their three, and that's a reference to their three things in their business that work. Soulies identify their soul symptoms and their soul medicine for when things get off. We have a new one today, is that soulies recognize, honor, and create from desire. That one came up in the coaching call today. We had a live call. And one of them is Breathe Y'all. So Breathe Y'all came, I didn't realize I was saying it, but I start out every coaching session just taking a breath with my clients. I do this when I'm speaking. I like to take a breath and breathe in the oneness of the audience and the oneness of my clients. And so we begin each coaching session, business or life or class, by just taking a few breaths together. And at some point in my little Texas voice, I was saying, breathe, y'all. Y'all breathe. And my client, Jody Garcia, here in Georgetown, Texas, she's a realtor. Jody was like, you should make a t-shirt. And so sure enough, we made a t-shirt that says, super cute, breathe, y'all. And everybody wants the t-shirt, but the only people that can get the t-shirt is not for sale. The only people that can get the t-shirt are Soulful Success members who have been members for a year or more. So they get a little baseball tee that says, breathe, y'all. It's the one that's in the pictures of my, like my headshot pictures, etc. But I wanted to dive deeper today into why breathe, y'all. Why breathe, y'all? And so I also asked my clients, what did breathe, y'all mean to them? I posted this in our group. I said, what does breathe, y'all mean to you? Tiffany says, for me, it's a reminder to come back to center, to the place where inner wisdom resides and be fully in this present moment. Peter says, slow down and breathe. Love yourself first. MA says, stop giving so much attention and energy to stuff outside of me. Breathe, go inward, and remember how strong I am. For Joelle, breathe, y'all, means stop, check in, and listen. For Sarah, breathe, y'all, means take a moment to notice who I am being and relax into it. And for Katharina, be here now, present, and let go of the rest. And so that phrase, breathe, y'all, has become an anchor, has become a reminder for myself in my private practice, in my personal practice and spiritual practice, and in everyday life of the reset button. And so this morning in my sacred spiritual time, I started writing about breathing. Actually, even before writing about breathing, I was listening to, I don't even remember which one, but I was listening to one of the YouTube videos on the way of mastery. And there was the phrase that you maybe have heard before. I know I've heard it before. The universe is conspiring for you. And in that video, it said the words conspire mean breathing with you. And I loved that connection to be thinking about that the universe is breathing with me. And the way I will translate that for myself and for y'all listening is that the universe is waiting for me to breathe alongside of it. And I know that when I remember to slow down and breathe, that everything can shift. And so this is the journal entry. Yes, another one that I downloaded this morning. Some mornings there is a general sense of anxiety, and thank goodness for breath. My breath is my home, and sometimes it's out of sync, and other times it's deep and serene and peaceful, holding me steady and secure. My breath is my heaven on earth. It is my gentle remembering that I am a spark of the divine. My breath reminds me that I am the decider, and that even when I'm triggered or traumatized, I can reconnect with what is really true. Deep in through my nose, down filling my belly and lungs, slow and long, out through my nose, ocean breath, someone called it. Yes, like the ocean, in and out, ebb and flow, back and forth, infinite, expansive, settling, relaxing. Back to center, heartbeat slower, nervous system held tenderly until it finds itself back at peace. Through breath, we remember. Through breath, we can do hard things. Through breath, we gain wisdom and range. Through breath, we align. Through breath, we know and hear our truth. Through breath, we discern and filter the stimulation of the outside world. Through breath, we connect. Through breath, we soothe and settle. And because of breath, we can refresh and reset our entire system in mere moments. Breath allows us to heal. Through breath, we create. We open our hearts to desire. Through breath, we release judgment. With one deep cleansing breath, we can literally stop the war that ravages our minds. Through my breath, my heart opens and allows love in to be with all of my fears, doubt, and judgment. In any moment, I can begin again, and I do. Through my breath, I connect and remember that I am one with you, and you, and you. So yes, the universe is breathing through me, and it is breathing through you. We are the deciders. Do we mirror and match the noise of the overstimulating world? Or will we step in sweet synchronicity with spirit, slowly, deeply, gently, lovingly through my breath? I remember who I am, and then I am ready to let life live through me. Actually, then I can step into the overstimulating world without losing my shit. This is why we breathe, to remember. And when I remember anything and everything is possible And so we breathe and be and then go out and do. Hey, if you enjoyed this episode and want to dive deeper, come check out Soulful Success. It's my online coaching membership community where we dive deep into the practices of being and doing that help you create your unique version of soulful success in the world. It's a special community of small business owners just like you, and it's where I show up and give my clients personal support at an accessible fee. Check it out at www.soulfulsuccess.info. That's S-O-U-L-F-U-L-L. SUCCESS.info, soulfulsuccess.info. As always, thanks for listening. Totally appreciate you thinking about somebody who might really love this episode and you sharing it with them. Also, I always appreciate your reviews. It's like podcast currency. It's like a tip in the jar saying thanks. And finally, if you want to share on social media a screenshot or any insights you get from listening to this episode, I will totally respond. You can share with the hashtag Better Life, Better Work Show. This show is sponsored by my three rescued dogs, Leroy Brown, Clementine, and Rocky Potato. They're here to remind you to consider adoption when you get your next pet. More is not better. Better is better.